Hola, and welcome back to Vos Memos. On this episode, I'm deep diving what federated social media is. And if that sounds like technical jargon, hold on, don't run away and click off yet, because I did the deep dive so you can get the highlights, and it all ties back into the TikTok ban, which, despite its temporary resolution, is coming back in just a few months. So grab your favorite snack, grab a drink, get hydrated. Go on your hot girl walk and let's talk about the new wave of social media with Blue Sky, Threads, and the different protocols that underlie them. So let's get right into it. Okay, so that was a lot in just the intro. Don't worry, I'm going to hold your hand through it. But it's just so interesting because I feel like what I've been seeing with the discourse on the TikTok ban is a lot of people talking about starting over, whether it's Red Note, which I wouldn't advise, whether they jumped onto Blue Sky, maybe they're on YouTube now, maybe they went back to TikTok right after the ban ended or was paused again. But either way, things felt different for one. And then for two, it showed people that the TikTok ban could happen with just a flick of a switch. Like, they had been talking about it for a long time, but this showed users that these apps can be taken away without notice. People can lose their businesses, their communities, all the content that they've been putting on the internet for free with their own time and labor can just be shut off. And I think that scared a lot of people and kind of woke some people up. And some of them did inadvertently protect themselves from a future of starting over and over again by jumping onto some of these federated social media accounts and platforms. But many people, I feel like, still don't really understand what they are, why they are different than, say, a Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, and why it's an important movement away from centralized social media. From many perspectives, from a user perspective, from a creator perspective, and I just want to get everyone on the same page. So these are my takeaways from what federated social media is and what it can do for everyone. I'm going to start with an analogy because otherwise it gets technical really fast. So imagine centralized social media, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, X, as a cruise ship. Each one is an individual cruise ship. There's a million people on each cruise ship, and it's run by one company and one captain, right? I mean, like Disney Cruises, the Royal Caribbean Cruise. I've never been on a cruise, but this is how I imagine cruises work. One captain, one company. It's easy to stay entertained while you're on the cruise ship because there's a captive audience, but the agenda, the itinerary, that's all dictated by the company and by the captain, right? Think the algorithms, think about shadow banning. These companies have complete control over the entertainment. But entertainers want to perform on these cruise ships because there's a captive audience. In fact, I knew a girl that just got a job on a cruise ship and she was really excited because now she gets to dance. That's what she majored in. She's dancing on this cruise ship to all the captive audience members on the cruise ship. On the cruise ship, you're mostly isolated from the outside world, whether that means just a limited connection. So think like the Wi-Fi is not always going to work on the cruise ship. You can't always see what's going on other cruise ships. That one's a little trickier, but think like you can have an external link on your tweet or your post that links out to a news article or whatever, but most of the content is staying inside the cruise ship, and that's what's most relevant on the cruise ship. Then maybe when you're done with that cruise ship, you'll hop on a different one, but all your traditions, your memories, that's going to stay on that previous cruise ship. You're not raising your own flag on the cruise ship, and people didn't really, they're not going to know who you were on that other cruise ship. Hopefully, I'm not losing you yet. And then my last point on cruise ships, if your cruise ship happened to be the Titanic, you're going down with it. So think TikTok, Vine. I'm sure there's been others. There's no getting off that cruise ship. All your memories, all the entertainment, that's sinking with it. The other side of it, the federated social media, that's like a fleet of sailboats going across the ocean. No one company or captain runs the ocean. They run their individual ships. The ships are smaller, but they each have radios that can connect to each other and they can talk to other ships. So you might be on like, okay, this isn't really a ship, but when my family had a boat, we called it the trust fund. So maybe I'm on the trust fund. I radio over to another ship on the ocean or onto the lake, whatever. And we can talk and we can catch up on what's been happening. And there's this openness of communication across the fleet of ships. The next thing about these ships is that if you don't like the rules that the captain has dictated for that ship, you can leave and you can start your own sailboat or ship, and you can raise your own flag on that ship. Any ship you go on, you can raise your flag, and your identity and your data goes with you across these different ships. So because people have known you, that you're radioing to all these other ships. So if I am suddenly like, okay, sorry guys, I got to peace out from the trust fund. I'm starting my own sailboat. When I radio back, they're still going to know it's me. And then lastly, if one sailboat goes down, the fleet still keeps going. Like, just because one sailboat or ship sinks doesn't mean that the rest of the fleet has to sink. And in fact, they will happily take any of those stranded passengers aboard their ships. And they'll be able to keep their identity and their data. And so that kind of goes into portability and a little bit more technical, domains pointing at your identity if you're on the app protocol. I don't want to get too deep into it, but I think this metaphor can help you understand how it's different. Cruise ship versus sailboat and like tiny ships or tiny boats. So now let's get back to the TikTok ban. And what hurts me the most to think about is like the small businesses that only have an Instagram account, or they only had a TikTok. They don't have a website. When you search them on Google Maps, it links to their Facebook. Like, I am genuinely nervous for these businesses because on the internet, a domain, a website, that's how you stake your place. That's how you have an identity that can't be taken away. And I mean, if any of these companies went down, which unlikely because they're not Chinese owned, whatever. But if they go down, if that cruise ship goes down, all of your data, all of your work, all those memories, it's going down with the ship. So with the federated social media, what's really exciting about it is that, one, I think it's going to increase the value of blogging, of domain names, because one of the ways the app protocol helps verify identity, and this is related to Blue Sky. Blue Sky runs on the app protocol. One of the ways it verifies identity is by using a domain name as your username. So, for example, at newyorktimes.com, that is newyorktimes.com on Blue Sky. There's no paying Elon Musk for a verified check. There's no amassing a huge, significant amount of followers to get a check on Instagram or on Facebook. All you have to do is purchase a domain name, because that is an underlying system across the internet for identity verification. There's many other things. Email, websites both use this to verify that. For example, AngelaGeorge.com, my website, anything I post on there is signed by my private key. There's a lot of technical background, but there are records that show that this is authentic. It's meant to be here, and it's posted by the user, like the owner of this website. And the same goes for anything I post on the App Protocol and on Blue Sky. Because I'm using my domain name as my username, that's all authenticated, and it shows like that is my presence on the internet. And I recently federated my blog, so now anything that I blog is going to go onto the ActivityPub Fediverse, which means that people on Mastodon can read my blog post. They'll see that it's from AngelaGeorge.com. There's no one that can post onto the Fediverse and claim that they're me. It's just going to be anything from AngelaGeorge.com. So same on Blue Sky, same on ActivityPub. And to me, that's very exciting because now that I've federated my blog, I have access to all of those people using ActivityPub, in theory. Threads is kind of in a gray area where they say they're going to be part of the Fediverse. They are running on ActivityPub, but users have to opt in to federate. And it's unlikely that they will ever do a fully opted in user base from Threads onto ActivityPub in the Fediverse, which is sad because that means you're kind of still in that closed system cruise ship. And this is where the analogy kind of falls apart with Threads because they're part of Meta. The culture at Meta is to keep all those users. They have like a billion plus users on Facebook. I think it's like 2 billion on Instagram, and a bunch of those Instagram users immediately popped over to Threads when X went sideways. So they made a good faith gesture by incorporating ActivityPub into the way Threads works. And the fact that you can opt in is great because that means you can communicate to those other platforms on the Fediverse, like Mastodon. All the Mastodon users can see Threads people if they've federated, and all the federated Threads people can see Mastodon users, and they can see their posts without leaving the app, which is crazy because there's been such a like entrenched culture of cross-posting. Anything I post on Instagram Reels, I have to post it on TikTok, I have to post it on YouTube Shorts. The Fediverse would solve this because instead of like having to post the same video on every single platform, it would already be there. Like, think about how much time that would save creators, that they wouldn't have to cross-post everything. They wouldn't have to scrub off all these logos so that they can post it on a different platform. It's just already there. One analogy for the Fediverse is RSS feeds, which is the underlying technology of how podcasting works and newsletters and back in the day. So podcasts, you have your preferred repository to listen to podcasts. That could be Apple Podcasts, that could be Spotify, whatever player you have for podcasting. I didn't go and upload this podcast into that app. I uploaded it to my website, AngelaGeorge.com, and it's on my RSS feed, and those repositories are pulling. They have subscribed to all the RSS feeds out there, but I did tell them to look for my RSS feed. I did do that. But after I told them to look for my RSS feed, they're just automatically refreshing. And so when you listen, you're actually listening to the file from my website. So that's the same idea with the Fediverse and both of these protocols, ActivityPub and the App Protocol. The idea is we don't want to upload our data to an individual company, and we don't want to cross post to all these different companies, right? We just want to post it one time and everyone on the internet can see it, and it's public to everyone on the internet. And I think that would just be so amazing. So by federating my blog, everyone on the Fediverse can now see my blog posts. And so that increases searchability. Think about like recipe blogs. Think about how much content is just reused and repurposed into a different format because it wasn't built on Instagram or on TikTok or on X We're constantly recycling and reformatting the same things because it's not being just pulled in. And the Fediverse can really solve this. So I think that's really exciting, especially as somebody who feels like I've just been blogging into the void. Like, that's my tagline on my website. If I shout into the void, who knows who's listening? And I, not original, probably came up with it years ago, but I've left it there because it still feels somewhat true. I post these really well-researched creative blog posts, and I do it out of sheer love for the process. I don't care that I don't have a million followers. That's fine. I love blogging for the sake of blogging. But now that I've joined the Fediverse, that means that somebody on Mastodon can see my blog post, comment on it, like it, share it, without ever leaving their Mastodon instance, and without ever Googling AngelaGeorge.com. It could just have come into their feed from whatever tags I put on that blog post. Same thing eventually, hopefully, with Threads, that if they accept that format of blog post, it could just show up in the Threads feed. And the same thing is true with Blue Sky. Blue Sky is much newer. The at protocol kind of is an evolution of ActivityPub. Some people say it's over-engineered because they really thought about everything and they want any part of it to be interchangeable from the developer standpoint. From a user standpoint, all you need to know is that once you make an account with Blue Sky, that account is going to go with you anywhere. If Blue Sky suddenly became evil, like how X just suddenly became evil, and we didn't like how Blue Sky was working anymore, and we didn't like the algorithms on there, and the community kind of went south, we could just take our account, move to a new place. Because, well, one, the app itself, Blue Sky, is open source. So at any point, you can look at the code, copy it, make your own version of it, upload that to the App Store, and you'll be able to see all of Blue Sky's posts from that new app. Because it's so new, there's not a lot of other instances of the app protocol, but I have seen some interesting ones where, like, people have made an event planner app, and your account is already connected to that. And you could make an event, and then that could get pulled into your Blue Sky feed if you started commenting on it. There's just so many possibilities. It's still very new. It's a little bit theoretical still. But Blue Sky's at 30 million users. That's significant. X is at 650 million monthly active users. Threads is at 275 million monthly active users. And Mastodon has over 10 million registered users, 1.5 million active users per month. The idea is Twitter was huge. When it became X, things went south. Companies saw an opportunity to create a new type of internet. Threads could have stayed as a closed cruise ship centralized social media, but it decided to include the option to federate through the ActivityPub protocol, the same one that Mastodon runs on. So that's a huge chunk of users now on the Fediverse. Blue Sky also saw an opportunity to get people away from that cruise ship centralized social media and create another federated social media protocol, the app protocol. That is also steadily growing. Any person that joins Blue Sky is now part of the Fediverse. And there's even people working on a way for both the Fediverses to communicate to each other so that it doesn't matter if you're on ActivityPub or the app protocol. You'd be able to see both of them. And that's really cool. I don't know much about it, but... And the thing is, we're very early on with these protocols, so we don't know which one's going to win out. The ActivityPub protocol is a little older. It's a little more well-known and a little simpler to deploy, from what I've seen. And the app protocol has some learning curve to it. It's newer, but it solves a lot of issues with ActivityPub. So two protocols, we don't know which way they're going, but they both are trying to accomplish the same thing, which is social media federation. And I'm rolling up my sleeves because This is the part where you need to do something. If your only social media is centralized social media, if you're a creator who's only using centralized social media, you are putting yourself at risk of losing everything. And it's scary because with the TikTok ban we saw, with a flick of the switch, they just shut down TikTok. All your work, your community was gone. On Blue Sky, I saw a lot of people from Book Talk jump over to Blue Sky, Book Sky. And I don't think they totally understood what they were jumping into, but they are inadvertently protecting themselves from losing everything again. And they very quickly found their bookish community rebuilding. And I mean, Book Talk had huge momentum. It actually changed the publishing industry. It would sell out books instantly. It created movies from the popularity of books on Book Talk. There's huge power in these communities that are stuck on these centralized platforms. But if we can get people to move to federated social media, we just don't risk, we like lower the risk because you can still create the same content. Right now, the App Protocol, they're working on deploying a TikTok type video platform. And it's still in the early stages of development. But the idea is you would be able to share your videos just like you do on TikTok, except now it's going out to the Fediverse. And you're not at the mercy of these huge corporations, these eccentric billionaires. And I have a problem with that term, but that's what they've been calling them. We don't have to give all the power to these billionaires just because they created an app 10, 15 years ago. That doesn't make any sense. The rest of the internet is open and it's built on open protocols. So why is the social media not? I'll throw in one more metaphor if you still haven't really caught on to what I'm talking about. Think about the Google search engine. There's other search engines, right? There's Bing. There's, what else is there? There's Ecosia. Does anyone use Ecosia? And those search engines index the whole internet and they bring in search results of individual websites. I do not upload my website to Google, right? Google is simply an aggregator of the results, right? So that's the same way that these federated social media platforms work. They are just the UI, the portal that you look at all the search results through. You could use Bing, you can use Google, you can get the same search results. So it really creates this competition of who can have the best user interface, who can have the best user experience. It creates actual competition for these platforms to be better. I see people complain all the time about how sucky Instagram is because of all the ads and I can't see my friends anymore. Guess what? On the App Protocol, first of all, the algorithms are user generated. So there's an algorithm out there on Blue Sky that just shows you pictures of moss. That's one of the examples from the creator or one of the founders. There's a feed I have just for Book Sky. Like, I don't have to be tied down to the discovery feed. And if there was another app that used the App Protocol, it would have its own discovery feed algorithm. And as soon as Blue Sky deploys ads, if they don't do it right, the users will walk. They will tell them with their feet, we don't like how this is working. We're going to a different platform that does it better. There's a lot of potential here. So if you don't have a federated social media account, go make one. Protect your creative energy by not having to start over and over again. And then protect your communities. Like, build on a sustainable platform. Don't put your eggs in one basket. Like, don't trust these big billionaire companies, billion-dollar companies, that they have your best interest in mind for your community. Book Sky got hurt during that ban. The people that are rebuilding on Blue Sky and on the App Protocol, they're not going anywhere anymore. They have no risk from the TikTok ban, from Instagram, and it's just a more sustainable way to do the internet, an open way. It gives power back to the people, back to the users. We're in control of our data. There's just so many positives for how this could work. And the only reason we haven't done it before is because we've just been complacent. We've been hopping from Tumblr to MySpace to Facebook to Instagram. It was never as big as it is now and as important as it is now. So do your research. If this didn't make sense, I'm going to link my blog post, which has even more links to other explanations of what Fediverse is. I hope you join me on the App Protocol or on ActivityPub with whatever platform makes sense to you. But the idea is we want to keep the internet open and we want to keep it decentralized. So that's all for this one. I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.